Why do some startups take off while others barely get off the ground? Many factors could be at play, including product, talent, timing, and culture, but Mike Maples Jr. and Peter Zeibelman noticed a common thread connecting transformative businesses, and they reveal their findings in the new book, Pattern Breakers: Why Some Startups Change the Future. Peter lectures at Stanford Business School and co-founded Palo Alto Venture Partners, an early-stage venture capital firm. Mike is an entrepreneur, venture capitalist, and podcaster, and he joins us now to share five of their big ideas.
I'm Mike Maples Jr., co-author of Pattern Breakers: Why Some Startups Change the Future, with Peter Zeibelman. Our book uncovers the untold and sometimes unsettling truths about how some entrepreneurs defy the odds, create extraordinary breakthroughs, and reshape the future. George Bernard Shaw once said, "The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man." Shaw understood that breakthrough progress comes from those who refuse to fit the mold, the pattern breakers. I know because I've seen the raw beginnings and formative chaos of many of tech's biggest success stories. I was in the room when Brian Chesky pitched me on Air Bed and Breakfast. I listened as Evan Williams spoke of TWTTR, convinced it would change the world 140 characters at a time. Thankfully, he and Jack Dorsey decided to put the vowels back in. I was there when the Zimride founders decided to launch Lyft, a ride-sharing service with cars adorned with pink mustaches that was legally ambiguous. But there's more to this story than entrepreneurs building successful companies. The pattern breakers are the prime movers of today's business and culture. And this is a big change. When I was young, famous business leaders were the reasonable captains of Fortune 500 companies like Jack Welch. Not anymore. Today, my kids don't know the names of the CEOs of GE, IBM, or Coca-Cola. Neither do I, for that matter. But they certainly know of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Pattern breakers are the only business people who command their attention. What can we learn from these people who pull us into the different future of their designs, often before we are ready? Peter and I uncover a world where chaos is welcome, naysayers can be a positive signal, and misfits unite to change the future. We explore the different mindsets and daring actions needed to defy conventions and achieve pattern-breaking success. Here are five key insights. The first is that breakthrough ideas are loved by few and hated by many, at least at first. In many ways, a breakthrough startup is an act of rebellion. It challenges the status quo and people's assumptions. Pattern breakers must pull people from the familiar present to an unknown future, convincing them to walk a new path. Not surprisingly, most people dislike breakthrough ideas when they first encounter them. They are comfortable with the status quo. The thought of a different future unnerves them because they are secure in their current routines. All great breakthroughs face doubt. In 1901, aviation was called a useless dream by the U.S. Navy's chief engineer. In 1903, the New York Times said human flight might take millions of years to become real. 69 days later, the Wright brothers flew at Kitty Hawk. Galileo's support of Copernicus's theory that the Earth orbits the Sun was met with fierce opposition and ridicule from the Catholic Church and others. He was put under house arrest for life. It took nearly two centuries for the church to admit he was right. Because of this, pattern breakers understand the value of seeking out the early true believers. Over time, as the new way of thinking, feeling, and acting spreads, more people come to embrace it. What was once controversial and contrarian becomes the accepted wisdom of the day. The second key insight is that breakthroughs don't happen without inflections. Business is never a fair fight. The status quo usually favors established corporations and existing patterns. However, a startup can gain an edge by leveraging inflections to radically change the rules. An inflection is a specific and powerful new change event, such as a new technology, regulation, or change in societal norms. It allows a pattern-breaking startup to create profound change. An example of an inflection is the inclusion of a GPS chip in the iPhone 4S. This innovation enabled smartphone apps to pinpoint users' locations with remarkable accuracy. Before this, creating a widespread peer-to-peer ride-sharing network was nearly impossible due to the difficulty of locating riders and drivers. The embedded GPS chip allowed startups like Uber and Lyft to connect drivers and riders effortlessly, transforming travel. Inflections happen all around us and are ever-present, but they are rarely exploited for two key reasons. First, most people don't recognize this potential offered by inflections because we instinctively rely on patterns and ingrained habits to navigate the world around us. Secondly, incumbent corporations, while rich in resources, typically ignore the potential of inflections. The same processes and habits and capabilities that make them strong also bias them against creating radical change. But occasionally, a pattern-breaking founder sees the potential for connecting an inflection to a game-changing product that enables a groundbreaking transformation that others overlook. The third key insight is that better doesn't matter. You have to be radically different. Breakthrough ideas demand a radical and unconventional insight about the future. Building a better mousetrap won't break free from old patterns and competition. A recent example is the wave of the latest AI startups. They've created powerful products, only to become obsolete from one week to the next when they get leapfrogged by the latest new technology that gets announced. This shows the danger of being too obvious. True pattern breakers uncover insights to harness inflections and transform lives. Consider again ride sharing. Uber and Lyft saw that GPS and smartphones could enable car sharing, just as Airbnb had done with homes. They proved the skeptics wrong who thought it was crazy to believe people would pay to ride in a stranger's car. Being non-consensus is key. Better doesn't lead to breakthroughs. Different is how startups achieve outlier success. The fourth insight from pattern breakers is that breakthrough ideas are born in the future. Many people misunderstand where breakthrough ideas originate. They think it's about having a better vision of the future, or better ideas about the future, or getting struck by a sudden idea like Newton with his apple. However, most pattern-breaking insights come from living in the future and viscerally engaging with what's new about it. Science fiction author William Gibson was right. The future is already here, it's just not evenly distributed. Living in the future involves experimenting and interacting with new technology inflections, along with fellow kindred spirits. This helps aspiring pattern breakers cultivate new behaviors that escape current assumptions of thinking, feeling, and acting. As they get their hands dirty with cutting-edge technology, pattern breakers are the first to discover what's needed for its full potential to be realized. Addressing these needs leads to powerful non-consensus insights. In Pattern Breakers, we explore specific ways to live in the future. One approach is to immerse yourself with future technologies and solve your own problems as they present themselves. Mark Andreessen did this when he built an internet browser at the University of Illinois. This product would ignite the internet revolution. Another approach is solving problems for future-focused customers, as Okta's founders did with cloud identity management, by engaging with early adopters of Salesforce and other cutting-edge cloud applications. Many business-to-business startups follow this path. Aspiring pattern breakers can also catapult themselves to different futures by intentionally spending time with future-led individuals. Maddie Hall exemplified this by becoming Sam Altman's chief of staff at OpenAI. Interacting daily with Sam's confidants and business acquaintances led her to insights that inspired her startup, Living Carbon. The fifth insight, great founders dare to be disagreeable. Agreeableness is polite and easy, but it doesn't change the world. To break patterns, you must be disagreeable. Insights help pattern breakers avoid the comparison trap. This is the trap of thinking like others. Disagreeableness protects them from the conformity trap, which is the trap of seeking approval at the expense of achieving the mission. For example, Logan Green and John Zimmer sidestepped San Francisco authorities when they launched Lyft. They knew that asking for permission would guarantee rejection. They focused on creating something people loved first, before working with the local government to craft new laws. Asking for permission would have avoided conflict, but doomed the service. It would never have been allowed to launch. We're wired to seek approval, to keep the peace, to reduce conflict. Our minds and emotions push us to conform. but disagreeableness brings the freedom necessary to keep pattern-breaking ideas alive at the time when they are most vulnerable. The more you seek approval from the conventionally minded, the less freedom you have to do something remarkable. True authenticity is about finding the right balance. Too much agreeableness makes you inauthentic, but so does too much disagreeableness. Being contrarian for its own sake is just another form of conformity, and being obnoxious or a jerk isn't brave, it's a flaw. So thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Mike. That was 5 big ideas from Pattern Breakers, Why Some Startups Change the Future by Mike Maples Jr. and Peter Zibelman. You might also like our book bite for Loon Shots, How to Nurture the Crazy Ideas That Win Wars, Cure Diseases, and Transform Industries by Safi Bakal. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.